The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up on Game.
Caught by Houshmandzadeh for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown. And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington.
Matt Corral could possibly play himself into the starting job.
TJ Houshmandzadeh.
They lose first round. Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Are you trying to go hunt now?
All right. Good day to everybody. Hope you're having a happy Saturday. As you heard in the intro, the fellas are out. That's right. The professor himself has to do it without Pantene Man and Stretch Armstrong. TJ and Plex are out this morning, but that's all right. We got a lot to talk to, a lot to talk about, and a lot to get to is what I was meaning to say there. And you know what? We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Man, this was a busy week in sports and none other than a super big, maybe even a shocking and a surprising announcement. Aaron Donald announces a surprise retirement. Wow, I got to say, the first thing I thought when I heard the news was it felt like there was a car accident or something like that, like some type of major tragedy had taken place, because it just felt like there was an empty feeling. I know for me, I was hoping to see Aaron Donald play for a few more years. I know he was hinting around to doing it right after he, you know, was able to win the Super Bowl. One of the most amazing careers, one of the most gifted, most impactful players that has played this game. And the first thing I think when a guy like Aaron Donald retires is you start having the conversation of, where does he rank in the annals amongst the all-time greats? And I started like kind of thinking to myself and pulling some comps. And some of the comps that I came up with were, and it's interesting, Lawrence Taylor was a linebacker, but he built his reputations pretty much solely off of getting to the quarterback and his ability to impact the game by getting to the quarterback in so many different ways. Then I thought about Lawrence Taylor. I said Lawrence Taylor, but I thought about Reggie White, Bruce Smith, Warren Sapp, J.J. Watt. And another name that came to mind, like I started thinking about, Aaron Donald was 6'1", 280 pounds coming into the league. That is tremendously undersized. There's a guy by the name of John Randall who was 6'1", 244 coming out of college, and nobody wanted him because he was too undersized. And went up to 290 in the pros, but ended up having a brilliant career. So I start thinking to myself, do you keep Aaron Donald? And when speaking of him and his legacy of how he impacted the game, do you stay on the defensive side of the ball and keep it up front, or do you open that conversation up to the entire game, offense, defense, special teams? He was a three-time player of the year, defensive player of the year. His accolades are pretty phenomenal. His stats are pretty phenomenal. Over 130, I believe 135 sacks in his career. And all I could think about is, as undersized as Aaron Donald was, his presence on the field was always felt. I think we always remember him putting the ring on his finger after he finished off the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl. There are just so many memorable moments, but I think what we all can agree on when we think about Aaron Donald was his ability to get to the quarterback and to beat blockers. It's interesting. He's from where I'm from, so a lot of my family live in Penn Hills area. He's from Penn Hills, went to Penn Hills High School, and one of the things that was always said to me about Aaron Donald was his work ethic and how hard he worked. And I started doing some research on him. And he trained with a trainer who used rubber knives. So basically, he was being trained self-defense. And I found that to be very, very creative. I found it to be very, very innovative, because I know for me, being a pass rusher, when I played the game, one of the biggest things that I learned from the minister himself, well, not the minister, because Reggie White was the minister, but I don't know. I don't know what we call. Maybe we call Bruce Smith the secretary, since he, you know, finished out with me in Washington. But one thing I learned from Bruce Smith when he came to Washington, D.C., was the skill and the attention to detail of defeating the person in front of you. And that was interesting because it was such a concept that seems simple, but it's not very simple. If you're an athlete out there and you play football, you know more often than not, you're trying to always find the football. And so when you're trying to track a football, you tend to take your eyes away from what's going on in front of you. Offensive lineman, a blocking running back, whatever it may be. You tend to take your eyes off of it. And one of the things that Bruce taught me was to see your work, to see what it is exactly that you're doing. Defeat the blocker first before you start focusing in on getting to the ball carrier. Because if you can't defeat the blocker, then you can't get to where the ball is. So it just made simple sense. So then to take it to another level, I mean, Aaron Donald had a guy with rubber knives training him on how to get to the hands and how to get to the wrist and the pressure points of a guy. And how to leverage. I mean, while he was undersized at 6'1", you are going to have some leverage. And so, when I look at Aaron Donald and the impact he's had on the game, he's definitely a great of all time. And in the conversation, not just with defensive linemen, but I think the amount of dominance that he's exercised through the years and at the size that he is, I think you definitely have to put him in greats of all time. Now, where does he fall in that number? I don't know. I won't get into that type of ranking or ratings. I'll leave that up to the people who do that for a living. But I certainly believe that the career, the brilliance of Aaron Donald's career, definitely lands him in the conversation of greats of all time. And so, congratulations to him. What a phenomenal career and an amazing career. I know he also does a lot of philanthropy, of philanthropic work, where he works with the kids. He does camps at home. I know in his statement that he said he doesn't really know what's next for what he does. Whatever it is, I'm certain he'll still stay connected to the community and do the camps and do the development deals. I know he's a part of that group of guys who started doing fundamentals for players that are actually in the league and in college. I forget what it's called, but it's defensive linemen, guys like DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller, I believe. They all come together and do teaching of the fundamentals. And I really enjoy that because a lot of times, you know, we get away from what the fundamentals represent. So shouts out to Aaron Donald. I definitely think that, you know, clearly him and what's my guy that just retired in Philly, fellas? Jason Kelsey and Fletcher
Cox.
There we go. I think when we go with Kelsey, you're talking about two first ballot Hall of Famers that have retired the same year. So I don't know. Fletcher Cox, I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer. I don't know if he gets into the Hall of Fame, but he definitely also had a brilliant career as a defensive lineman. But it'll be interesting to see what Aaron Donald does at the point in time, you know, when he starts to put his feet down and start walking post NFL career. I often wonder, you know, there's not a lot of defenders that are in media, but there's one guy who did make his way into media, and that was J.J. Watt. You know, Aaron Donald wasn't ever known really as a big-time talker, you know, things being said, being in the media, pretty straight to the point type of guy. But he clearly holds a lot of knowledge and a lot of understanding. So I wonder if there will be maybe commentary, analysis business that he may dip and dab into. Who knows? We'll see. But, man, what a brilliant career that he's had. So leads me to the next question of what is McVay and what are the Rams thinking right now? You can't replace the production and the presence of an Aaron Donald. So where do you go? They had actually a pretty decent season. They finished up fairly well and how they did their season. And it just led me to wondering, okay, this is a team that made it to the wild card. And they ended up losing, and they only lost by 1 point. But nonetheless, this team did make it into the playoffs. You get Puka Nacua, who was an emerging star as a rookie at the receiver's position. Obviously, you got Stafford at quarterback. The makings of this team seem to be fairly decent. You lose your defensive coordinator. You lose Raheem to being a head coach in Atlanta. And I'm not sure how that was going to play out. And I wonder if that played a part in Aaron Donald's early departure, early retirement, or just retirement. We won't call it early. But I wonder if that played a part in it. But still, I think that this Rams team now finds themselves reeling to figure out what comes next for them as it applies moving forward. And how formidable will the defense be without having that type of guy in Aaron Donald present on your team? And how does that impact the team overall because of that now absence of leadership for the entire team? Guys like Aaron Donald tend to hold the entire team together, be it they're a sounding board, guys that are able to talk to the offensive guys and work through things and inspire guys, you know, to do more and to do better. It'll be interesting to see how the Rams handle what takes place with the departure and the retirement of one Aaron Donald. But once again, congratulations to Aaron Donald. And, wow, what a brilliant career. And he will be talked about in the annals throughout the time of being one of the greatest ever. So, anyway, you're listening to This Is Up On Game. It is a Saturday. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope we're off to a good start. Man, I spoke for 13 minutes. How about it? We're going to do that for the rest of the show because it's just me. TJ and Plexico are off today, but that's all right. We're still going to put you up on game. Russell Wilson, he signs. He's official. He's a Steeler. But there was an interesting plot twist, and if you hadn't heard of it already, I'll bring it back up to you on the other side of it. It is his team right now. And when I say it's his team, y'all, It's his team. This is LeVar Arrington. This is Up On Game, Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the show. It is Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. TJ and Plex are out today, so it's just me. We're hanging out, talking sports. It's not hard. Just sit around, chop it up, talk about things that are going on, and you know what? We do it from the TireRack.com studio. That's right. And also, I do it with my Silk Milk next to me. I got my little smoothie with me. And listen, if you want to improve your health routines, but you don't know where to start with Silk. Did you know that Silk almond milk has 50% more calcium than dairy milk? That's right, 50% more. It's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E. And we know E stands for good. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com. NFL.com. We'll get to an interesting signing in New York and what bearing that may have on Aaron Rodgers and this New York Jets team. But first, let's talk about the newly acquired Russell Wilson. He officially signs with the Steelers. And before I get to the plot twist that I teased you, let's hear what Russ had to say officially as he's become a Pittsburgh Steeler.
The reason why I wanted to come here because I want to be able to win championships with Coach Tomlin and these guys in the locker room. And, you know, we got some amazing players, you know, guys like, you know, Cam Hayward, a guy who's been man of the year, a guy who's impacted so many people. I got to talk to him for a little while, you know, during this process. And then obviously Mr. TJ Watt himself, a guy who really should be defensive player. I don't know how many times, I don't know, maybe it's his third, fourth time could have won it, but just a tremendous athlete, tremendous player, a tremendous competitor. Guys like Minka, George Pickens, and just so many other great players along the way. Got to see some guys like Freiermuth and Samalu in there. And, you know, just it's a great place to be. Grateful for the opportunity to be able to get after it, do what we came here to do, and that's to win football games.
I'm not mad at his presser. I'm not mad at what he had to say. I know I've been a critic. I said very early on, I don't know that Russell Wilson's makeup fits that Pittsburgh brand of football. But there seems to be a lot of people who are positive about the signing and are high on the signing. And it was interesting when I saw the plot twist take place. What is that plot twist? Kenny Pickett. He wasn't mentioned by Russell Wilson. You know why? Well, because he's not going to be in the quarterback's room with Russell Wilson this year. They traded Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles, leaving a one quarterback room for quarterbacks. Mason Rudolph, obviously gone. Now Kenny Pickett, gone. Officially ending that era of time for the once hopeful draft pick from Pitt to be the guy that led this Steelers team back to prominence. Now, it made me start to wonder. You get rid of Kenny Pickett. I know the first thing we'll probably think about in recent history is it was probably a great move by the Pittsburgh Steelers to move on from Kenny Pickett if you're planning on not using him anymore, which that looked to be apparent in last year's playoff run where he was not playing. They were using Mason Rudolph. So you give him an opportunity to go somewhere else. Now, he doesn't really get a fresh start because he's going to be the backup to Jalen Hurts. But that's a whole nother conversation in itself. What does that mean for Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles that they would invest in trading for a once starter that's still young in his career that can probably be shaped and molded and maybe salvaged at this point? But it made me start wondering. Russell Wilson is the only quarterback in that quarterback's room. Everybody's had this foregone conclusion that they're turning the team over to Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is saying all the right things. I'm here to win championships. Want to do it with Tomlin. He named players. But he only signed for a very, very small amount. And now while people will sit there and say, well, on their bill. He's on their payroll still. And he's going to get somewhere around $38 million still from Denver. I made the discussion point that it seems strange to me that if you truly believe in the talent of the player that you're signing and you want him to be your franchise quarterback, do you pay him league minimum money? It was something that I had to ponder on. Okay, so he's getting paid a large amount. He wants to be able to come to this team. So he says he's going to take a pay cut, a super haircut. But is that what this really is? I mean, we've seen Russ maybe not be the best of the best he's been during his career over the last couple years in Denver. But it led me to wonder and consider, is there another move coming? Are they targeting someone? Is it the draft? Do they feel like that there's somebody at the pick that they have or that they can make some moves in the draft to get a guy that they feel is someone that they can develop while Russ is there? Could it possibly be they're looking at someone like, I don't know, Justin Fields? It might sound outlandish, but would that be a bold move to actually go get another younger version of Russell Wilson, a younger, more athletic version, maybe not the passer that Russell Wilson has been throughout his career, but nonetheless has the potential? You have the ability to possibly parlay a trade with Chicago, because Chicago doesn't have any options right now. When Kirk Cousins went to Atlanta, it effectively destroyed the opportunity for the market to yield the Chicago Bears a possible trade partner for a rookie contract player. Now, the bigger question here would be, is Justin Fields good enough to trade for, bring in, knowing that you're going to have to do a new contract with him? That would probably be the biggest question or domino that would need to be in place in order for something to happen with Justin Fields. But it still, in my head, doesn't make sense to get rid of Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett, your draft pick, and Kenny Pickett still being as young as he is. You move on from him. Is this just to say, oh, well, we're clearing the way for Russ. This is Russ's team. It's a fresh start for us, and we're going to go from there. I find that hard to believe if you paid him a league minimum deal. So is there a catch to this? Because we do know they have to add at least one more quarterback to that quarterback's room. I'm just wondering, where will that quarterback come from? There's some interesting possibilities and some scenarios that could play out. Or it could just be as simple as, we're going to draft a quarterback, and that quarterback will develop, and we'll see what happens with Russell Wilson. Will they let him cook? I don't know. The personnel setup for Pittsburgh actually bodes well for Russ to be able to resurrect or redeem himself in his career at this stop. You got a great defense. The defense is very sturdy. They can stay healthy. If TJ Watt can stay healthy, this defense is as formidable as it gets. You got a running game. You got multiple running backs that can get it done and do it for you. You got Pickens at receiver. You got Freiermuth at tight end. You got talent on that offensive side of the ball. The offensive line, it's getting there. I haven't seen it be the offensive line that it should be since Pouncey has retired. We'll see if they are able to improve their offensive front. But I'll tell you, what you got? What are you thinking?
So third round pick in the trade kind of screams, this is where you get a quarterback, not one of the top ones you can get in the draft, right? But where you can get someone who might sit for a couple of years and, you know, low tier might be a backup, upper tier might turn into a starter before Russ is done. For Russ, this feels like the prove it deal, kind of like what Baker Mayfield got with Tampa Bay here last year. So I think it's kind of variable, although from what I read, like a lot of this just feels like Pickett just didn't want to compete with Russell Wilson. Which seems like a very odd arc. We've gone from before the season talking about all these fourth quarter comebacks Pickett had to suddenly just he doesn't want to compete at all with Russ. So the whole thing's very odd, but it does feel like they've cleared the decks. They've decided they're just done with this and would rather just go ahead with Russell Wilson and try again. Because what was Pickett? He was a second round?
First.
Was he first round?
First rounder, yeah.
20, he was first round.
Pick
my God.
20.
I think
you just a 22 draft pick at number 20. It doesn't.
Yeah, sometimes
it doesn't
just
add
work,
up.
Doesn't work out. Yeah, I mean, late in that round too.
I think Justin Fields of the Steelers is kind of like telegraphed at this point. To be honest with you, like Mike Tomlin is a fan of the guy. He plays the same style as Russell Wilson. So if for whatever reason Wilson gets hurt, you don't have to adjust your offense that much. And it's just like, I don't think the Steelers are the kind of team that would take a rookie quarterback to be their primary backup to Russell Wilson. They are one of those teams that convinces themselves that they're going to be contending every single year. So having a guy like Justin Fields behind Wilson makes a lot more sense than trusting a third-round rookie.
That third-round pick, if the Bears take that off the Steelers' hand, that's a very good price for them at this point, considering they've been frozen out of most deals for Justin Fields right now.
There you go. And here's an interesting point there. If you guys recall, Mike Tomlin said, I am going to bring competition to the quarterback's room this offseason. There is no quarterback's room now.
Yeah.
It's just Russell Wilson's room. Yeah. So if you were to bring in Justin Fields, they're both on like low contracts.
Yeah,
Justin Fields on rookie contract and Russell Wilson on a senior's league minimum contract.
I guess the other thing too is, would Russ even want that kind of competition? Like does he have the choice? Sure, but we've seen this guy be able to flex power wherever he goes. I don't think he'll be able to do it with Pittsburgh. That's
you
for sure.
You can flex you have cash. When you have a contract that says you can flex, he has a contract where they could cut him today and be okay.
Has he learned that humility on that regard? I think that's the big question here. It's not about the power he has. Is the power he might think he still has.
I keep thinking about that quote from Bears GM Ryan Poles, where at the combine he said that they wanted to do right by Justin Fields.
Right.
I think at this point, sending him to Pittsburgh is the only thing you can possibly do that is doing right by him, because I just don't see I don't see an opening. Like, Sean Payton doesn't want a quarterback like Justin Fields in his offense. The Patriots are going to take a quarterback at 3, so they don't.
Right.
They don't want that distraction. There's not really a place for him to go.
All the places that he would be able to land, like, have draft picks or are moving position.
I thought the two teams that made the most sense for Justin Fields were the Rams and the Eagles, and they both filled their backup quarterback spot in the last couple of days here. So the Steelers having one quarterback in their quarterback room, I think that just makes the most sense.
It makes sense. It makes sense. And it's affordable. Outside of the idea, again, that you have to come to terms with, if you do get Justin Fields, you have to do a contract. You're one season away from having to do a larger contract with Justin Fields. But with that being said, you haven't paid anything to Russell Wilson. Kenny Pickett was on the books to make more money than Russell Wilson was this season if he had maintained being on the roster with Pittsburgh. So you have a discount quarterback. And being a prove-it, of course it's a prove-it contract. It's a minimum contract. That goes without saying. But the reality here is, again, if you're bringing a guy in to be your franchise guy, to lead your team to that next level, That's not reflective in what his paycheck is. I don't think that was reflective in Baker Mayfield's signing in Tampa Bay. I think that if you're going, and this is just me, I don't know that I'm probably correct on this. It's just how I see it. If I go to the sneaker store, and I know I have bad arches. In fact, I have none. I have flat feet. And I need a shoe that's going to give me the support that I need to perform the way that I'm going to perform. And I see 3 different versions or 4 different versions of that type of shoe that's going to give me that support. I am most likely going to get what I paid for if I buy the lower end version of that sneaker versus the higher end. So if I'm going to get what I paid for, I mean, how many times have we seen somebody really, and I don't know this, I didn't look this up, but how many times have we seen a discounted quarterback take a team to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the last thing I have thinking about this is, I'm not sure how well Kenny Pickett has played it himself. Again, I'm going off this report that he didn't want to compete with Russell Wilson. He asked for this trade. Okay, well, like, you've gone from maybe, like, proving to the Steelers you can do as much as Russell Wilson to, you are going to be the backup to Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. Like, I know there was rumblings last year. There was a contingent who wanted Jalen Hurts benched for Marcus Mariota for a while, but that was never serious in my mind. But Pickett, I don't know. I know Bo's more of the Eagles fan. I just don't see the road to Pickett starting again now that he's out of Pittsburgh. It's a very hard road to get back to, unless Hurts really struggles without Kelsey this next year.
Even though you don't get to choose in trades, he was traded.
Yeah.
Generally, you don't get to choose. Maybe they had a conversation. I don't know. But I would say I'm banking on the fact that 2 things could happen in Philly. 1, they could get off to a slow start with Jalen Hurts, and poor play could give an opportunity because Sirianni is going to be on the hot seat this year. Two, Jalen Hurts has to stay healthy, and he has to stay productive if he's not healthy and still playing on the field. I feel like those are two elements, two factors that could play a part in Kenny Pickett getting an opportunity to play in Philadelphia. And now they add Saquon Barkley. You got a strong, you still have a strong offensive line, even though you lost Kelsey. And you, I mean, your defense has to be better. I mean, that's the bottom line. You have the horses on that side of the ball to have a better defense. Your defense has to be better. So this comes down to coaching to me. But ultimately, Jalen Hurts, I mean, he's got to know that the handwriting is on the wall. If he doesn't play well, Kenny Pickett could come in and potentially be someone who shakes this all the way up for the Philadelphia Eagles. But, again, I'm still curious as to what's going to go on the other side of the state, the western side. Who's coming in to the quarterback room with Russell Wilson? And then that's a great comment. Will he be comfortable with who he has to compete with? Who's that going to be? Is it going to be a draft pick, a rookie draft pick? Is it going to be someone that they get in free agency? Generally speaking, free agency happens. People go, they end up where they're at, and that's where they are. And that's why Russell Wilson is in Pittsburgh. But we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to get an update from the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Isaac Lowenkron. Nick is in. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Nick, Cope. Sorry, Nick.
You know
Let's
what?
Let's get it from Isaac, Nick.
Ilo is the man, the myth, the legend.
Ilo is the man. I didn't give only... you the same entrance. Hold on.
Okay.
And the man filling in this morning, this a.m., that brings it the way that he does, like no other man can, with extraordinary precision. My man, Nick Cope.
Appreciate that.
There we go. All right.
Little NFL news this morning. Keenan Allen was introduced as the newest member of the Bears, and Allen said he wanted to stay with the Chargers, but he was not willing to take a pay cut, so the Chargers allowed him to explore trade options. Allen said that the Jets and the Texans were also interested in his services before he ultimately was dealt to Chicago. Big day in college basketball. 13 auto bids to the NCAA tournament up for grabs. The first championship game is in the second half. The America East title game, Vermont leading UMass Lowell by 6 with 6 minutes to play. Vermont is the two-time defending champs. Later, you got the Big East final featuring a top 10 matchup of number 2 UConn, number 10 Marquette. That's 6:30 Eastern on Fox. In the ACC, NC State's magical run continues, and now they'll have a chance to steal a bid tonight against number 4 North Carolina. Oregon also a potential bid stealer as they will face Colorado in the Pac-12 final. Also in the Big 12, number 1 Houston faces number 7 Iowa State, and the Big 10 and the SEC will have their semifinals at 1 Eastern. Finally, in baseball, Yankees ace pitcher Gerrit Cole, he's dealing with nerve inflammation in his elbow. He said he will not throw for 3 to 4 weeks, and then they'll go from there. LaVar, back to you.
Appreciate it, Nick. Listen, if you want to get ready, do this. Get ready and complete your bracket on March 17th for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. That's right. Visit foxsportsradio.com to register and get rules. You could win the ultimate college sports trip with Graduate Hotels. Challenge sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Make sure you stay dialed in, tuned in. We're going to talk New York Jets on the other side of this break. Aaron Rodgers, will he be playing for the New York Jets? And is it Tyron Smith's new challenge to protect him? That's right. They signed Tyron Smith. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. This is Up on Game, Fox Sports Radio.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
basically everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back in. This is Up On Game. We are live from the TireRack.com studio. I'm LeVar Arrington. I know TJ and Plex are off, but we're holding it down. We're doing what we need to do. We're getting some good reps in. And if you want to hear my reps, well, shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. If you missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the podcast. Just search Up On Game wherever it is you get your podcast from. And be sure to also follow, rate, review the podcast. Again, just search Up On Game. And we have Up On Game Presents as well. We have Legendary Moment coming up in hour two. So if you want to be able to hear the entirety of those interviews, go to Up On Game Presents and you can hear those podcasts in their entirety as well. Well, all right, before we went to break, I was talking to you about the Jets. They've signed left tackle Tyron Smith. If you didn't recognize the name, that is the longtime phenom left tackle of the Dallas Cowboys. Ends up in free agency, didn't get taken super quickly. Thought that he might end up back in Dallas. I was thinking that's what was going to happen, and the Jets swoop in and get Tyron Smith. Does this make this team better for Aaron Rodgers? And I know there's been a lot of speculation going on about Aaron Rodgers. Will he be running for the vice presidency? I find that to be pretty comical. I don't see how that happens, but do we have an article on, I know it came out that it was saying that what was it, Kennedy wanted Aaron Rodgers to be his running mate for the presidency?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is on the short list for the vice presidency slot with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. along with former Minnesota governor Jesse Ventura.
Yeah. He's popped back up, huh?
Can never escape.
Well, he's had some very interesting views on on just conspiracy theories. Anyways, that's interesting.
It's just not shocking to me that Aaron Rodgers would be on this kind of list, though. Like, honestly.
Hmm. Tell me why, because I have my thoughts, but tell me what you're thinking.
Just like everything he's been for the last couple years since the whole like I'm immunized thing. Like when I saw that story pop up, I was like, I didn't even like do a double take. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. That tracks. Like Aaron Rodgers would be involved in something that is not related to the New York Jets at this point in the season.
This feels like when you grow up in high school and you've got that one dumb guy that you know, but he thinks he's very smart.
Mm.
The idea that the dumb guy who thinks he's smart is like, yeah, I could be president. You talk yourself into something like that. And that's what Aaron Rodgers is really doing here. And even when he had to backtrack and walk away from all this furor about the Sandy Hook thing, he still didn't actually apologize in his statement. He's doing the Bo brought it up, but he's doing the immunized thing again where he's not actually apologizing because he thinks he's clever. He thinks he's clever. And unfortunately, in this case, those people have already shown the fangs on it, and it's much higher stakes, and it's much more visceral to be playing around with than what you were doing with vaccines, because that's not a person. Whereas Sandy Hook, that's real people who are dead.
That's
here.
Real
and
people,
now you're
man.
Now you're yeah. like messing around with different types of conspiracies here, and just you stack one thing on top of another. And I know we use this distraction this word so much, LeVar, but this really is a distraction to the New York Jets. Like,
and they don't need any more distractions than what they already have.
Like, I mean, what was it? Like a month ago, Aaron Rodgers does an interview where he says, we got to get the distractions out of the building.
Right.
And then, yeah, this happens this week.
Call
yeah.
is coming from inside the house, Raj.
What do you see? Like, for me, I look at what Aaron Rodgers is doing, and it is a strategic positioning for him to have options when he's done playing the game. I don't know. Like, everybody had their fun with the whole Aaron Rodgers is going to play the same season he tore his Achilles tendon. I never bought into the rhetoric. I never joined in on it. I thought that it was asinine for anybody to even say it or think it. Nonetheless, it carried on until basically, what, the last week of the season. I think if you ask me, Aaron Rodgers is the distraction. If that's, I don't know that that's a hot take at this point, but I do look at Aaron Rodgers as now where we're at. And everything that he has going on, the things that he's done, like he does his weekly interview and it's on a large platform doing it with Pat McAfee. He got in a little situation there with dealing with, you know, certain things he said about the late night host, who, by the way, isn't a late night host anymore. But it just seems as though, is Aaron Rodgers as a player worth the squeeze of all of the extra baggage that he brings? Is there enough room in the Jets facility for all of the baggage that Aaron Rodgers brings to the table? He's a surefire Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer. He is a tremendous talent, but I just don't know at what point does everything else start to outweigh the things he brings to the table as a player. And that's something that Robert Saleh is going to have to put his job security on in terms of what decisions he's making. Anyway, this is Up On Game. We got hour two coming up next. Legendary moment. We got Fred Taylor. That should be fun to listen to. Stay tuned. Stay locked in. This is Up On Game, Fox Sports Radio.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.